Translator, lazy editor, Bassett hearing that they are going to eat food first, Anna's eyes brightened. She held her breath and watched Yu Guo open a bag of compressed biscuits. These biscuits had actually expired, but compared to starving to death, eating this kind of antique-grade expired food has nothing to worry about. After all, they were still better than the rhizome root of unknown origin. Yu Guo opened the packaging and found some stainless steel bowls to rinse off. Then he soaked the compressed biscuits with water and put some honey on them. Then he handed a bowl to Anna. She stared down at the bowl of compressed biscuits. She had never eaten such food, but after she took her first bite, an inexplicable mix of flavor reverberated in her mouth. The sweetness of honey and the smell of pure water continued to stimulate her taste buds. Anna choked with excitement. In all of her young life, she had never eaten such delicious food. She couldn't control her body, and she gulped it down. The food in front of her was far more delicious than anything she had ever eaten. Is this food? Is this really food? How can there be such delicious food? The little girl's heart was constantly shocked by how tasty it was. In Yu Guo's eyes, this is just a bowl of paste. Compressed biscuits, with a strong expired taste and soaked in water. Even with the honey he put in, it was still unpalatable and he had difficulty choking it down. Yu Guo could only manage to eat half a bowl, but Anna's bowl was already empty. She was still licking the bowl, afraid of missing even a little. After the little girl finished eating, her eyes fell on Yu Guo's hand. When she looked at Yu Guo, her little mouth couldn't help drooling. Yu Guo looked at the child and what he held in his hand. He smiled and gave the rest of his bowl to the little girl and said, "You can eat it." Anna shook her head immediately, and whispered, "I'm not hungry, Dad can eat it. I'm full, eat these." Anna's eyes didn't look at Yu Guo at all, they were locked onto the bowl. Her eyes had already betrayed her. Yu Guo handed her the bowl. The little girl ate everything in a few seconds, and then licked it clean. Looking at Anna's appearance, Yu Guo was really uncomfortable. She was so young, yet she was suffering like this. Seeing that Anna was full, there was a smile on his face. "It's just that the base is too dark. If it's dark for too long, it will definitely damage her eyes. There's electrical wiring running through the base, so Yu Guo plans to see what is used to power it, and see if there is any way to solve the lighting problem." Now that they were full, the two began to search again. Sure enough, in the innermost utility room, there is also a small downward passage. When this passage is opened, you can feel the wetness below. It is definitely not possible for ordinary people to go down there without lighting, but he's different from before. After the genetic enhancement, his night vision soared, and when climbing down was almost effortless. He can see clearly anything under his feet, almost the same as during the day, except that the colors in his vision are slightly dimmed. Walking along the stairs to the end, Yu Guo discovered that there was an underground cave. Among the huge underground caves, there is an artificial lake, which is closed by walls all around it. He wasn't sure where the water flowed to or where it came from. In a cave near the corner of the underground chamber, Yu Guo found a hydroelectric generator set just inside the entrance of the cave. "Really?" Yu Guo walked inside excitedly, and after walking over to the generator, Yu Guo was stunned.
"This generator isn't very big,
and it is definitely not made of metal. I don't know what material it's made from. It could be because of the material that the generator didn't need to be very big. There was also a two-story staircase leading above it." Yu Guo was stunned. The generator set below seemed to be creating power using hydroelectricity. Walking upstairs, Yu Guo found a large space. There are a lot of pipes here, with switches on them, and there were also some fuel-based generators. There is a fuel pipe next to the generators, and there is also a downward passage on the side, which should be under the walkway. Pushing open the small door, Yu Guo walked down and found a large hydroelectric generator. "I just don't know how to start this thing, there's no switch. It seems that this is the main generator. Those in the previous room are small emergency generators. The emergency generators are relatively small in power and can only be used as a backup. But it's resistant to corrosion and has a durable structure, it's really high tech." Yu Guo tried to turn on one of the fuel generators. He suspected that the fuel generators were used to start the large hydro generator below. If he's correct, it should be a hybrid generator set. Because fuel might be difficult to replenish, it's very possible to use smaller fuel generators to compensate for the electricity consumption of the large generator below. They might make the water flow to the generator below and it somehow creates electricity through some unknown method. However, Yu Guo still didn't understand the specifics. It was definitely not a perpetual motion machine, it's just a hybrid generator that consumes less fuel. However, no response. The main generator is not responding. He figured that he'd need to start the backup generators first. Yu Guo went back and turned on the backup generators. After the rumbling of these small generators, Yu Guo could hear some equipment starting up. That should be the most basic equipment in this base. Once it is up and running, it shouldn't be a problem for them to live here. Yu Guo went in search of the switch. Although the engine had started, the master control switch had still not been found. If he can't find it, there is no way to turn the power on, and this was all useless. Yu Guo searched everywhere in the dark, and finally found a metal door along the wall of the upstairs generator room. Yu Guo opened the metal door, only to find a very spacious passageway. It turns out that there is still a passage here too. It seems to lead to the outside. The passage leading outside was much more spacious than how they entered. He could see an iron gate. After opening the iron gate, he found a bunker outside. It happens to be on the hillside, where you can see the oil storage depot. The security door seemed to have a locking mechanism, but it temporarily failed. Yu Guo could only find an iron rod to fasten the door to temporarily ensure their safety here. There is another passage along the side of the passageway. There are rooms on both sides, but they're empty. At the end of the secondary passage are a set of stairs. Going up, he found that there was yet another corridor, and the rooms on both sides were very large.
These rooms were probably the barracks.
There was a door at the end of the barracks rooms. After he opened it, he found that there was a cabinet blocking the way. Kicking down the cabinet, Anna heard a sound in the kitchen and ran over to find the source of the sound. It turned out that her father was there. She wasn't able to see how he'd returned to the kitchen because she couldn't see much in the darkness. "Dad, how did you come out there?" The little girl was full of questions, wondering how her dad exited out of here. "He obviously went downstairs. Come with me, give me your hand." Yu Guo smiled and stretched out his hand to hold hers. Turning back, the father and daughter walked into the barracks. Looking at the spacious barracks and the bed inside, Yu Guo excitedly announced to Anna, "Starting today, we will live here. There is everything we need here, so we don't need to go back anymore." The little girl looked at the upper and lower bunks in the room. She had never seen something like that before, and asked very curiously, "Dad, what are these?" "This is called a bunk bed. It has two beds. You can sleep on the top and bottom separately." "Wait a moment." Yu Guo walked to the cabinet and opened the metal door. "It's really not easy here. The cabinet door is made of high-end stainless steel, and some of the key parts inside are all aluminum. This shows that this is not an ordinary military camp, but some kind of facility." After Yu Guo opened the cabinet door, there were actually a few sets of quilts inside. They were all vacuum sealed in airtight bags, and there were people's names on them, but the lettering had faded and was no longer clear. Yu Guo took Anna to collect all the beds that had deteriorated to use as fuel, and then put on new bedding. Looking at the beds, the little girl looked hesitant to get on for fear of getting them dirty. Yu Guo smiled, pulled her dirty hand and said, "Come, Dad will show you where to take a bath. Once you wash up, you won't get your bed dirty." "Where to take a bath? The nearest river is full of mutant beasts, and it's not raining." Yu Guo touched her little head and said, "You wait for Dad here for a while, and I will be right back. If you wait a little while, Dad will cast some magic for you."
"Magic? What is that, Dad?"
The little girl looked at Yu Guo with bright eyes. Yu Guo smiled, "You'll know in a little while."
When Yu Guo went out,
he found the master control switch in the duty room of the barracks. Yu Guo pushed the switch. At this time, the whole room lit up. Anna was so shaken that she closed her eyes subconsciously. When she opened her eyes again, she found that the room was already bright. A spacious room with a neat row of beds. Anna couldn't help covering her mouth with her small hand. Tears flowed down all of a sudden. "Dad's magic is so amazing.